Peace, blessings, and light. You are listening to Regime Radio, and I'm your host, Basha. In this community of blossoming humans, I answer questions and make you think about your potential to make change. I empower you to stop complaining and do something about it. We are not going to agree on everything, but that's what life is all about. Learning, loving, and expression of truth. After all, true leaders take criticism and make adjustments to better rule their regime. Today's 13th episode is all about being productive during Ramadan. A follower from Sydney, Australia asks, "Why are you so productive during Ramadan? I've been watching your stories. I'm so freaking tired. I can't even leave the house." Okay, so let's be clear here. It's all in your head, okay? Like, don't get caught up in, you know, you thinking that it's going to take a lot out of you to just be productive. If you listen to my previous episode, I talked about staying focused, and within that I said you have to schedule things. What days are you going to do Tarawih? What days are you going to recite Quran or read and understand the tafsir? You know, like, understanding Quran is important more than reciting it sometimes. So when you're, I feel like all the time it's more important. When you're like really thinking about it, you have to like plan out your day. Don't be afraid to step outside and do something. I think that it's more important for you to do something than to just sit in the house, because if you think about it, you're wasting a whole entire month. And we need to be productive during this time. We shouldn't just be laying in the bed waiting to pray or waiting to break fast. I think that that's the worst way to go about Ramadan, because you're not filling your day up with anything and you're not reaching Ramadan in its highest potential. You know, like, you should be focusing on studying, you should be focusing on connecting. And I think that when you do that in a sense where you're scheduling things and you're actually being patient with yourself, you can actually get somewhere. Now, I know it seems really difficult when you think about it, but it's not. One of the things that I do, and guys can write this down, one of the things that I do is I plan out things with another person. I might have things that I do with, you know, a friend once or twice a week, you know what I'm saying? So, or three times a week. Somebody that understands you, somebody that's fasting as well, or that's Muslim, that can actually go through this process with you and not eating and drinking in your face so that you break your fast because you're so tempted this person is eating and drinking in front of you. And another thing that I do, what I think is important, is I continuously check my goals. I continuously check my schedule and calendar so that I know what's coming up next. So I'm not spending a certain incremented time towards one thing, because you could do two things or three things in one day and you'll get a lot done versus jamming your day in with like five and six things. So I think that just really planning it out is really important. What times you do things is really important. The third thing I do is I link up with people during the time that I want to be doing my studies, you know, learning, you know, tafsir, or, you know, going to make tarawih. I think it's important to have people that you're with, because it's hard doing it alone sometimes, but if you can, it's awesome. You know, like, I did most of my Ramadan alone last year, but I did go out after I broke fast or before I broke fast to go to the mosque. Now, when you are getting into this space, I think that you should really focus on your intentions and what you want to do. Focus on what you're doing, but do it with the intent of pleasing Allah. Allah doesn't need you to please, you know, but, you know, you have to do it with the intention that it fills your heart and it makes you happy. So I hope this helped. Being productive is not a hard thing. You just have to plan things out and stay active. So when you do reach a day, it's not hard, because you know, I have so much stuff to do. I might not even have time to drink or eat anything. But remember, you're doing this because there are people that cannot eat or drink. There are people that cannot have what you have, do what you do. So remember that, okay? So when you're getting into productivity, just be blessed for those things. Say, "Alhamdulillah, I'm able to be productive during this time." Okay? I hope this really helped. I'm so excited about this series for Ramadan. If you guys have any more questions, please send them to my DM on Instagram or on my Twitter at @BashaRegine, and I'll be happy to answer them. Thank you guys again. Peace, blessings, and light.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.